Congressman Sean Patrick Maloney joined 36 other House Democrats on the week-long trip, sponsored by the American Israel Education Foundation, a charitable organization affiliated with AIPAC, the American Israel Public Affairs Committee, America's pro-Israel lobby. The foundation funds educational seminars to Israel for congressional members and others with political influence. The trips are designed to help educate visitors about the importance of the U.S.-Israel relationship. Maloney says he met with the Israeli prime minister and others.
You know, I had an amazing opportunity to meet with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu, to meet with the senior Palestinian leaders, to meet with President Shimon Peres, to meet with Yair Lapid, who's the prime minister's important coalition partner. We visited all four corners of Israel. We went to the border with Lebanon, to the border with Syria. We went to the edge of the Gaza Strip. We saw the Iron Dome anti-missile system that the United States is providing. And we spent days meeting with ordinary people, trying to understand better what's going on and how it affects the United States.
His return to the United States Tuesday came as Israeli authorities released 26 Palestinian prisoners in entree to peace talks.
Well, I spoke directly with Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu about it. We spent about 2 hours together. I think I understand the issue very well. This was a very difficult decision taken by the Prime Minister. It was an effort to get the peace talks going, and this was one of the things that the Palestinians were demanding. But it's created real pain for the families who are watching the killers of their loved ones being released. Now, we should remember that for there to be peace, both sides will have to make very difficult concessions. And so I give the Prime Minister a lot of credit for taking what was a difficult and courageous step to move forward with this process. We'll have to see similar steps taken by the Palestinians if there's going to be a successful resolution of the final status issues within the next 9 months.
U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry has been working to foster Israeli-Palestinian peace talks, which were scheduled to begin Wednesday. Reports say the talks are already in danger amid Israeli approval of 900 settlement homes in East Jerusalem. Maloney says the trip brought him to the West Bank a few times.
We met for about an hour and a half with Dr. Arakat, who's the senior Palestinian negotiator. We visited some of the settlements. We went to deep inside the West Bank to other locations as well, not just Ramallah, where we met Dr. Arakat. The issue of Israeli settlements is one that we have seen play out before in Gaza, where the Israelis withdrew, thousands of settlers, when they withdrew from Gaza. I'm confident that the Israeli government is prepared to tackle those issues, but both sides recognize that the final status agreement will also involve land swaps on both sides, so that not everyone living on either side of what they call the Green Line, which separates the West Bank from Israel, will be forced to relocate if they're in the wrong side of that line.
He adds,
everyone expects that you will see a certain degree of pullout from the West Bank if Israel can get the other assurances it needs to reach a final status agreement. So we'll just have to wait and see. Of course, it's critically important to remember that the last time the Israelis pulled out of Palestinian-controlled territory in Gaza, they were greeted by thousands of missile and rocket attacks. And so the Israelis aren't going to make that same mistake again. They are going to insist on security guarantees, and they are going to insist on other measures that will guarantee that in exchange for pulling out settlers, they have a real security agreement that makes sense.
Maloney says his trip has underscored the following.
The parties are all very encouraged by the work that Secretary Kerry has done to bring the parties back to the peace table, and there's a real reason to hope that we could have a breakthrough there in the next 9 months. But I also learned that the threat of the Iranian nuclear program is real, and we have to take steps as the United States, side by side with Israel, to keep Iran from developing a nuclear weapon. And so while there's reason for hope, there's also a very serious security situation everywhere you look, from Egypt to Lebanon to Syria.
The trip was Maloney's first official trip abroad since he was elected in November to represent the 18th Congressional District. He discussed the U.S.-Israel relationship Tuesday night at a closed press community meeting in Goshen in Orange County. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau at the State University of New York at New Paltz, I'm Allison Dunn.